You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. It is homecoming week at Hayward High School, and today is a special dress-up day in your pajamas. Yes, you don't have to get changed to go to school. Well, some of you might have to put some more clothes on, but it is pajama day today. Tomorrow is sports team day. Wednesday is Western Day, Thursday, USA Day, and of course, Friday is Hurricane Day. So make your apparel planning for this week. Again, today is Pajama Day. Today is also the last Hayward Farmers Market Day, starting at 9 o'clock today. Over at the Lumberjack Bowl, you will find lots of seasoned vegetables, fruits, meats, wandering chicken eggs, mushrooms, jams and jellies, coffee, teas, soaps and lotions, plants, shrubs, honey and maple syrup, flower bouquets, as well as artisans and music by Todd Dentry. Again, this is the last Hayward Farmers Market today, starting at 9 o'clock, ending at 1 at the historic Lumberjack Bowl here in Hayward. The Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening at 9 o'clock. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. For more information about this food shelf, you can go to the website haywardfoodshelf.net. That's haywardfoodshelf.net, and click on the tab that says Need Food. You'll get more information about that. Again, every Monday morning at 9 a.m., the Hayward Community Food Shelf, located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63, will be open until noon. The Strong Bodies Program at the Lacouturay Elder Center, located at 13856 West Corbine Road in Stone Lake, will be opening up at 10:30 till 11:30. This program has been shown to increase strength, muscle mass, and bone density. Classes are held twice weekly and include progressive resistance training, balance training, flexibility exercises, all happening at the LCO Elder Center, the Strong Bodies Program. Super Seniors of Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street, has a 45-minute class geared toward those who are 60 and older, and it is chaired base. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. Again, starting at 11 o'clock, the Super Senior classes at the Hayward Senior Resource Center at 11, and it's only $2 a class. Tonight, Solon Springs Girls Varsity Volleyball starts at 7 o'clock at Drummond High School. Again, Girls Varsity Volleyball for Solon Springs, meeting at Drummond High School. Starting on Tuesday, September 30th at 10 a.m., the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open. They're located at 11255 Highway 77, known as the Spider Lake Youth Center. They have lots of produce and meats available for anyone, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf opening up at 10 until 3 at the Spider Lake Youth Center. Cross Country Boys Varsity is happening at Barron and Spooner. Barron and Spooner schools will be at the Timberland Hills Ski Trails. Again, Boys Varsity Cross Country for Barron and Spooner School District. They will be at Timberland Hills. A Girl Scouts information and registration meeting is happening at 5:30 on Tuesday. The elementary cafeteria at Spooner School and Shell Lake at the Elementary Commons. Again, information and registration meeting for the Girl Scouts at Spooner School District and Shell Lake, both in the elementary buildings. Girl Scouts is a fun, hands-on program where girls build confidence, learn new skills, make friends, and explore the world, all while making a difference in their communities. For more information, you can register at mygs.girlscouts.org. Again, mygs.girlscouts.org. Walk-in flu shots are available on Wednesday at 9 o'clock at the Essential Healthcare Clinic. Essentia Health would like you to know the flu season is here, and they encourage everyone to get a flu shot. Vaccines are available for people 6 months of age or older. This is held at the Hayward Health Clinic today, starting at 9 o'clock. There is also a second session of shots provided between 1 and 4. Flu shots are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurance. You can ask your doctor for a flu shot or use one of these walk-in clinics again today, starting at 9 until 12 at the Essentia Health Hayward Clinic. Flu injections available. They are also available from 1 until 4. The LCL Color Run, Raising Awareness on Domestic Violence, is happening October 2nd, honoring families and ending violence. Registration opens at 4:30, dinner at 5 to 5:45. The run walk starts at 9 or 5:45 and goes to 6:45. Lots of door prizes afterwards. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH, the Buzz of the North, coming to you out of Hayward. I'm Greg Gunderson, and here's what's happening in our own backyard. As usual, joined by Rachel Casey. Good morning, Rachel.
Gray.
I have a topic selected for us today. We had a discussion yesterday about what our topic should be, and we actually ended up, not figuring it out very well on our first try. And that's going to be our topic today, communication.
Ooh.
Yeah. So actually, I wanted to pull the curtain back further than I think most people in our position generally would. You and I ended up arguing yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up arguing over this, over what we're doing right now. And I thought it was like in that moment afterwards when we figured things out, mm-hmm. I realized that, man, this was emblematic of something that I think is emblematic of us. And I don't want to hold us up as any sort of example, but I'm just frankly really proud of how you and I have come to communicate in our time together.
Mm-hmm.
And just to set a little bit of the backstory, we weren't sure what we necessarily wanted to chat here about today. And again, yeah. We're pulling the curtain all the way to the end of the rod here, but
vulnerable.
I think that's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you are almost 29 years old. I am 31
mm-hmm.
and a half ish, coming up on a half for that mark. So that's a very normal age gap. I don't think that makes us unique in any way. But yeah. If anything, I think that just will set some context for some people for what types of things we may or may not be good at compared to those older or younger than us.
Yeah.
I think there will be people with expectations based on our ages that may or may not be accurate, but I think that's an important part of it. Mm-hmm. Long story short, you and I were talking about it, and I asked if you had any ideas for what we should talk about, mm-hmm. and I had a very, what's the right word? I had a very strong response. Strong sounds bad.
It does, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess my response to your topics was more intense than I thought mm-hmm. it was. But what it was that I was, well, from my perspective, I was excited that you had topics, but the problem was I didn't know much about the things you suggested. So my follow-up was, okay, cool. How much can you talk about it? What can you do with that?
Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell just by how I said that, we've identified that that was part of the problem. That was part of where the problem started. Because what I was saying in my mind was, first of all, that's awesome. I love that you've got a topic. And I was just assuming you saw these things. I can kind of see now,
it's
like,
kind of what people do.
Yeah. Well, especially we've been together for 7 years mm-hmm. now. I mean, and 7 years and a week. Like, dead on that mark. And we, you know, I think both of us want to assume we've just got it figured out. But I think those long-term couples out there, those 10, 20, 30-year couples listening to this, they're like, nah, 7 ain't nothing.
Right.
And I'm beginning to understand that because, I mean, 31, 29, I don't think you've had a 7-year relationship before.
No,
I certainly haven't. I've definitely been a long relationship type.
Same.
But it's really easy to feel like we've been together for so, so long. But I'm really beginning to appreciate that we are just scratching the surface of what we can learn about each other and how to interact.
Which is super cool.
It is. It's absolutely fascinating to me. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today. Because I think the biggest thing, there's nothing that I can teach anybody about this. This was you and me figuring it out together. But one thing I'm betting that other people could use was the first thing and the hardest thing that I had to do to overcome the worst of our disagreements that we've ever had was abandon my pride and start asking myself questions like, what could I have gotten wrong there? And leave it at that. Like, literally, what could I have gotten wrong? And first of all, force yourself to answer that question and don't include a but at the end of the answer. It's like, what? And then, okay, that started to become, what did I get wrong? Because I realized that there was almost always something, and then I realized that there was always something, and then I realized that I started to realize, oh, shoot, I was the first left turn that time. Like, crap. Okay. And now, and like, as you and I discussed yesterday, as I've started to realize what some of those things are that we do when the moment gets tense, I've started to disassemble and disengage with them. But that honestly might cause more of a problem in, not for you. I don't want to say for you, but what's your perspective on that? Like, we identified that yesterday, that if I'm feeling more logical when the emotional moment is happening.
It's almost like it's one of those. I compare it to, like, if someone's used to chaos and then suddenly there's a calm moment in that storm, that feels like more of a chaotic moment, less of a safe thing in that moment. Then it's just crazy. Like, it's the exact reversal of what it should be, but that's how your brain interprets it. So
if you're embracing the chaos and you're used to it mm-hmm. and you feel comfortable with it, I mean, chaos by its very nature shouldn't be something very understandable, but mm-hmm. some people feel at home in that way, and I can't pretend that it would be wrong, though I'm not that person necessarily. And that was another thing that I pointed out in particular, was that because of people I've seen and how they do it and what results they get, when I start getting emotional, I start reaching out for logic. Mm-hmm. There's a certain element of coping to that. But in the moment, I've also identified that it's usually a path to an exit from the discomfort.
Yeah, for sure.
Which might be another word for coping, mm-hmm. but also serves a functional purpose, which is resolving.
Coping does.
At least, or working towards a resolution.
Yeah.
But no, we had that moment yesterday, and it was not fun. And we went our separate ways for, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yep. I brought the dog outside and looked for some mushrooms in the yard. Mm-hmm. You stayed inside and went about some business. And immediately, do you remember what I said to you when you walked outside?
I might be a bad person, but I don't.
Kind of. Well, no, that was actually kind of what I said. But I, like, it's, there's this kind of semi-humorous tone that I've been trying to strike that seems to do us well in those moments. And what mm-hmm. I said was, that wasn't a great one, was it?
Ah, yes.
And that's this moment right here, whether or not it was going to happen on microphone, is exactly what I was hoping for when I said that. And we're going to come back to this in a few minutes later this hour. You've been listening to WBZH's Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat's coming back in just a sec, but we'll be back later this hour. Stay tuned with the Civic Media app, free wherever you get your apps, Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. Just search Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Again, we'll be back later this hour. We're talking communication today. I'm Greg Gunderson. She's Rachel Casey. Listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Back again, Greg Gunderson. Here's what's happening in Hayward this morning with Rachel Casey. We've been talking about communication today. If listeners didn't catch us earlier this hour, yesterday you and I started planning this segment today and ended up in a disagreement over it. And we wound up processing our way through that. And I've been a little bit introspective of it. And if nothing, I just kind of wanted to chat about it. I don't think there's any major point or any lesson that I might generally have for anybody, especially because
we are novices.
I feel like I'm still a kid, you know, and I think almost everybody can relate to that to some degree. You know, there's definitely people who would disagree. But I bet even those people, the first person I think of when I say that is a comic that I watched. I think it was a lady whose name I cannot recall, but she's in her mid-70s, I think. And she's absolutely hilarious, first and foremost. But one of her whole bits is that she does not care about you at her age because of her age. She's pointed out she said she, and she swears a lot. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people may know who I'm talking about. It would be quite easy for me to Google it. So forgive me for not having that info ready. But if you can't tell, these segments are pretty off the cuff. Mm-hmm. That said, I think of her and she might identify the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
Than what I expect to be. I don't think I'm going to get to a point where, I already identify ways I've changed and do consider other people less, but only in those ways that I've realized are unproductive and maybe harmful to me or the group in the aggregate. You know, I've started to make different decisions sometimes about how can I do what's best for us, or if that's even my call, or, you know, I'd often defer decisions, which I think is kind of the thing our generation generally will do by default.
Yeah, for sure.
That said, for that very reason, I think I've found some moments where, wow, the value of somebody to just say what we're all thinking sometimes is amazing. And to do it tactfully, of course.
Yeah.
You can't just be the guy to say the thing that needs saying. That's half the battle. And often being the guy to say the thing that needs to be said, that's half the problem. We're not going to go there. I'm not a self-hating kind of guy, but it's just, I think it's incumbent upon the person who makes the call to speak, to be understood and to identify whether it's the right thing to do. Sounds obvious to some people, but, you know, I think you and I are very different when it comes to how we would generally interact with a group of strangers. Would you say that's probably fair?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I treat a group of strangers the same way I treat a group of people who all pull up to a four-way stop the same time as I do. It's like, all right, first of all, does everybody remember their driver's course where we learned exactly what to do if by some miracle four people all pull up? Because what's actually going to happen is the person who decides to go first is going to go first regardless of what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, that's what often happens at those intersections, regardless of whether it's the right call.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get a lot of times where you go, two people pull up 90 degrees to each other, and if you and a person 90 degrees from you pull up at the same time, who goes first?
And the person 90 degrees to you, the one on the right goes first.
Correct.
That's, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are, if you're at corner one and corner two as opposed to one and three or two and four, you know, if you're kitty corner like that, the person on the right goes first. But what have you found?
That barely ever happens.
Exactly. And even though you and I might be different in how we react to that fact, I think, maybe, I go. Even if I'm on the left, I check that car on the right. And if I've got to say go, if I've got to tell you that you need that it's your right of way there,
then you're already going to be.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm stepping on the gas because I just, you know, that's when I'm not often a life's too short kind of guy. You know, I'll take my time. I'll take a nap. But if you're going to make that call for me, I'm not cool with that. That's definitely a personal thing, because what's the difference between losing an hour of my life to a nap versus losing 2 seconds to someone else's decision? Well, I know which one bothers me, you know? Yeah. Something about that rankles when other people even, and it's often out of kindness, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, or like, yeah, you go ahead. Dude, there are three people behind you. You have the right of way, and you didn't ask them for permission to let me go.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason that you don't wave people when you're not supposed to. And yes, of course, there are people, and I'll even do it sometimes. If there's nobody behind me and grandma's and waiting to cross, you go ahead. You go ahead. But if there's even one person behind me, it's not my call anymore. I don't know. I think that the word of the day is emblematic. I think
it's a good word.
I think that intersection metaphor, extended as I've made it, I really milked that one for all it was worth, is a good example of how you and I might react differently. Unless, do you feel, am I mischaracterizing you?
No, like I would let the person do the wrong thing. Like,
right. Yeah. Gotcha. Like, gotcha.
That's just, yeah.
See, and that's I need to be clear that I don't find that incorrect, and I don't really have time for the idea that I should judge what you feel. And I find that's often the purview of the more decisive individual to judge those who might defer those decisions. It's like, no, I've been that person and am still that person often, but it just happens to me less that I'm patient enough for it. I'll admit, I worry that it's impatience. Mm-hmm. I worry that it's impatience that drives me to these decisions that I make.
Yeah. In this particular instance, I'm terrified of road rage, and like that could happen, you know?
See,
like,
and that's something I don't want to step on. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like people are often making it clear that you know, I feel like I've almost got to make a judgment call. Is that person being considerate, or are they waiting for me to make a mistake that they're allowing for? And, you know, am I basically validating, am I making the mistake that they think I might make when I do that? I worry about that. But at the same time, I've ended up in these Canadian, oh, you first, yes, no, you absolutely. First, no, you first. It's like, oh, I'm not dancing in the elevator door with you. Speaking of which, elevator doors, let people out first. Let people out first.
Is that just courtesy?
And if you need it explained why, think about it. Imagine there's 8 people getting off and 10 people getting on, and there's room for 10. Do the math. Let the people out first. This turned into a preachy rant. We're learning about Gray and Rachel today on, well, the local report from WBZH, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You should carry the buzz with you wherever you go, and in fact, carry the whole Civic Media network with you wherever you go by listening on your smartphone. The Civic Media app is made to put the Civic Media network in your pocket. That might be our topic next week, Rachel. Why don't our cell phones play radio? Yours can. Download the Civic Media app. For WBZH and the whole network, I'm Greg Gunderson. She's Rachel Cade.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Chris Ruckdashel of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Chris. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Mark. Awesome. As always, it's great to be here.
Yeah. So what's been happening? Let's talk about the board level. I know there's probably been some things that you meet monthly. There has to be something that's brewing at the board level that we can talk about.
Yeah, you know, the real key thing that in meeting that was just approved, we're glad to say, is our Chamber of Commerce Holiday Gift Certificate Bonus Program, which we've done in the past, but we review that each and every year. It's not a given necessarily or an automatic that's done each year. So I am very happy to share that our board approved that we will be once again giving out a 10% bonus to all gift certificates, all of those that purchase Chamber of Commerce gift certificates at our information center, a 10% bonus on the first $500 bought of Chamber Bucks. So if somebody buys, you don't have to buy up to $500. If you buy $100, obviously you'll get a $10 bonus.
Okay.
And whatnot. Yeah. That's how that works. But
sure.
And you can buy more than $500 too. It's just that the bonus will only be calculated from the 10% of the $500.
Okay.
It's a wonderful program. We're going to start that on November 3rd is when that bonus period starts. It's going to go through December 23rd or until our $5,000 bonus fund pool is exhausted.
Okay.
And last year, we didn't actually quite get to that bonus pool exhausting it. So we were able to go all the way through. But I'm bringing that up because we do tend to get very close. There's been some years where we have reached that.
Okay.
So the December 23rd is the date where we'll go through that, or there's always a chance it may end before that if we get to that bonus pool
before that.
So in other words, buying earlier rather than later is better and just get the holiday season kicked off. The beauty of that program, what we love, is that is spent here locally at our members. We have the great news is we've got plenty of places where those can be spent. You know, upwards of 350 different places those can be spent. So it's a wonderful gift for nearly anyone, maybe that hard to shop for person on your list, or buy it for yourself, extend those dollars further as you do your as you do your holiday shopping.
Sure.
And you'll just extend it that much further. It's an extra 50 bucks in your pocket. And all of that, it just helps locally. Obviously, we're big supporters and believe so strongly in what we all can do to boost our own local economy. So we love that program, and that's a huge thing that was approved by our board that we're very grateful to be able to do again.
And as always, I'm sure there's some events that are coming up here in October. What do you have on the list?
Yeah, there sure are. We will have our Business After Five event towards the end of the month, October 30th. Hayward Power Sports is our host this month.
Okay.
Our Business Five are events in which all of our members, all and any of our members are invited to attend. There's always nice refreshments there. It's a good chance to connect with folks that you already know and hopefully folks that you have not met in our local business community.
Sure.
So networking is the big emphasis there. And it's also a chance to hear about our host each month. They'll share what's going on in their neck of the woods. So we'll hear what's going on at Hayward Power Sports.
And we'll hear from, you probably might be able to meet some of the newest members that we have here at the Chamber.
Yes.
I know you might have a few of those we could mention.
We do. And, you know, I'll just go back to maybe our most recent 10, which is going back to a little bit earlier this summer. We've been very happy to welcome the Garmisch Inn and Quarter House Saloon, actually both with cable addresses, to our Chamber earlier this summer. Snap Fitness is actually a new member. State Farm and the Derek DeLisle Agency is a relatively new member. Sella Mobile Coffee, the Lumber Exchange, S.E. Kruger and Company, and the Hayward Cabin Designs.com, Lake Country Sales and Rentals, Maintenance on the Move Services, Knot Therapy Massage, Polished Beauty and Spa, and finally Bath and Body Fusion. Those are our most recent members. So I just rattle off like 10 new members there from the latter part of the summer. Which we were very excited to welcome all of those. We have, right now, we have 404 members of our chamber. So we always like to celebrate our new members, but boy, we never forget about our long-term members that have been supporting us for years. So a big shout out to everybody that's a member of our chamber and for the support that you give us.
Sure, yeah. And the annual awards program is coming up?
That is coming up Thursday, November 6th. That's going to be hosted at the Steakhouse and Lodge this year, which they've done a wonderful job in the past when we've had it there.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It is always fun. And it's a chance for our members to gather to basically celebrate one another is the biggest reason for that gathering.
Yeah.
And we present various awards that night, and those award categories are Large Business of the Year, which here in Hayward, we define that as 25 plus employees.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yes.
Small Business of the Year, as you guessed it, it's under 25 employees or less. We also have an award for a new business or new business ownership of the year. So whether it's an all new business or if somebody took over a new ownership group over an existing business, we kind of group that together, and we like to celebrate a business in that category. We also have an outstanding employee director or manager of the year for a for-profit business, and we have the same award, Outstanding Employee Director Manager of the Year, for a nonprofit business. And finally, Volunteer of the Year and Service Organization of the Year kind of round out the awards night. We're very also excited to have Luke Burrell, the CEO of Tamarack Health.
Oh, okay.
He is going to be our keynote speaker that night.
Yeah.
And he's going to be talking about some real interesting topics of how, you know, healthcare in a rural community like us meshes with the business community and the importance of that and the impact of that and how that affects our economy.
Sure.
That's going to be really interesting. We're really, really pleased to have Luke, you know, as our keynote this year for that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, a packed schedule for sure. How can people get a hold of you or the chamber? What's the number to call and what's the website?
Yep, the number to call is 715-634-8662. Our website is haywardareachamber.com.
All right. Chris, thank you for stopping in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.